and you're listening to the Bong Brothers. Wake and Bake on Pot 107 WHIRX.
Hey, welcome to it, man. It's Wake Bong. It's Bake Bong. We are the Bong Brothers. Hey, man.
Hey, I just got random facts here for you around marijuana. Do you know Bob Marley was buried with his Bible, his guitar, and a bud of marijuana, man?
Oh, nice, man. I wonder if it's still there.
Didn't they also say they found, like, a bunch of stuff in his hair when they had to cut his dreads out?
I don't remember.
Like, cockroaches. They found, like, a cup of lice.
No.
A couple cockroaches. That's what I hear. That's what I heard.
Where'd you hear that, man?
In, like, seventh grade.
My buddy Stevie told me, man.
He told me in art class, man.
Stevie said it, man. Stevie never lied about that stuff, man.
There was like an album, like one of his old albums in there.
Found some quarters, man. It was crazy, man. Well, welcome to it, folks. It's Pot 107 WHIRX. Happy 420. It's 420 during 420. It happens once every 100 years, and we are celebrating here. And
moon's aligned, man, once every 100 years.
It's crazy, man. And the moon's green, too. Let's do your morning dump.
It's the morning dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
As always, the morning dump brought to you by Pump
That
Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777. Or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Well, an arcade in Tampa, Florida. Dude, this is so dope. They're putting smiles on plenty of faces by renting and delivering full-sized games to people's homes. Isn't that cool?
Dude, you know how much those are? That's risky biz.
Yeah.
Those are like $10,000 machines. Yeah. I'm telling you, they're not cheap. But to make people smile and to do a good deed like that,
worth it. The Lowry Parkade is delivering games for rental by the week or by the month. This means regular people can now rent classic games like Mortal Kombat, Pac-Man, well as pinball machines. He's a pinball wizard. Has to be a trick.
If our buddy Ben is listening to this right now, he's losing his effing mind.
What, man? No way! Each machine is sanitized regularly and is sure to offer stress relief to families in the area. If you could get an arcade game, like a legit stand-up arcade game, delivered to you to rent, what game would you pick?
I was gonna ask you the same damn question.
I got mine, man. I know what mine would be.
This is tough. There's so many good ones out there. And you know what? It would be a tough decision. Here's the thing. The digital machines like Mortal Kombat, Terminator, all those classic ones, they don't typically break as much as pinball machines. But the guy's switching them out. So if one breaks, I'm sure he'll deliver another one. So in that case, I think I'm going to go with pinball. I'm going to go with pinball, and I'm going to go with Mars Attacks, even though they have it at Mickey's. But I love it. It's a great game. It's awesome.
That's not a bad choice. I like that one. And pinball is fun, and it's really something to it. I would pick either 1942 or 1944, you know, the old airplane shooting game.
Yep.
Dude, there's nothing better.
I thought you were going to say one of your favorites, what, Galaga?
Galaga. I do love Galaga, but I got that on my Wii, man.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah,
so, yeah, I like
1942 or 1944, because there's something about when you're flying that plane and then you get like the power up where you can shoot like 8 bullets at once and you just smoke and stuff.
You get a better spread. You get a better spread.
That's what I would have delivered to my house. I would play the shiz out of it, man. It'd be great.
Yeah, you know what? You get very frustrated though, because that game eventually gets extremely tough.
It does. It does. They all do, man. Like, even Galaga, right. You get to a point where you're like, this is ridiculous. God, man.
I don't have any more quarters.
That's the other, the question is it free gameplay or do I got to keep pumping quarters into this thing, man?
Oh, yeah. I wonder if the guy's going to bank on it. I think it's probably free gameplay.
Yeah, it's got to be free. You get to rent the game and then you get a comically large bag of quarters. And once the quarters are gone, that's it, man. That's it.
I love it.
Lastly, thanks to Pornhub, there's now a site called Scrubhub filled with videos of everyday people as well as some adult entertainers washing their hands. And unlike the usual Pornhub content, Scrubhub videos should be safe for work. I'm going to check this out.
Pornhub's getting old, man. I'm going over to Scrubhub.
Yeah. I like when you wash your hands like that.
Yeah, yeah. Wash them. Yeah. Yeah, get them all 20. Soapy. Yeah.
Ellie, she's singing the birthday song, yeah?
So hot, bro. So hot watching her wash your hands, man.
What?
Good news is, after watching Scrubhub, you got the nice, big, strong wrist for plenty of video gaming when you're done. So you
absolute, watch a little... dude. We're all going to come out of these with thick wrists. Whether you're whatever you're doing, you're going to be cleaning pots and pans, playing video games, or rubbing one out. You're going to have a thick wrist at the end of this
it's
thing.
It's the next step in our evolutionary process. When they look back in the annals of history, they're going to say, oh, this is when mankind started to develop large right arms.
Yes. This is when the wrist grew 20 so- I could see Attenborough commentating it right now. This is when the human race.
It's so stupid. So stupid. That's your morning dump.
The Morning Dump, brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them today, 269-445-7777, or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.